Blog Talk Radio.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Hey, it must be Sunday morning. Welcome back to another episode of the Pitbull Advocate. My name is Dogfather, and with me here, Joe Frazier from Love of Pit Rescue. Welcome back to another Sunday morning edition, Joe. I hear the chimes going off.
Yeah, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock at Love Pit Rescue here, Pitbull Advocate. Hey, welcome back. This is our second Sunday show. I'm actually really enjoying these, the morning shows. I hope it works out for everybody out there. We're trying to kind of hit that East Coast crowd out there, get some of you more involved. So hopefully these morning shows start working out for you there. And as well with you, Joe. How are things going, man, with all this crazy COVID-19 stuff? How's that affecting you out there lately?
Well, I mean, obviously with a lot of people being out of work, funds are tighter, so the dog food flow has really slowed down, and we've been struggling with that. But other than that, business hasn't slowed down much.
Yeah. Never a dull moment, eh?
Yeah, that's for sure.
So this week we're doing, it's going to go beyond the BSL too. There's a lot going on, and our guest today is Dahlia Kanes with Miami Coalition Against Breed Specific Legislation. Going to have a couple other people call in later on, I think, to get some more stuff out there. It's always a great show with Dahlia. This is a call-in show, so if you got questions, comments, anything you want to say, you can give us a call at 425-292-4444, 425-292-4444. And we're just going to stop delaying here. Welcome to the show, Dahlia. Thanks for being here again.
Thank you so much for having us on there. It's always good with you guys. Always a good show.
It's always good for you because you just take over, and this is Dahlia's show. So guys, it's always good time. There's always great information that gets out with you. So yeah, thanks. This is Sunday morning. Just to you, Dahlia, does that work out for you? I mean, I know it's like a 3 o'clock out there.
I like it better. Well, for now with the COVID-19, everybody's stuck indoors, so this is perfect timing.
Yeah.
You know, 11 o'clock on your on your coast and east. You know, 2 o'clock on mine works wonderful. No problem.
Perfect. I want to go. This happened, Joe. I wanted to get this out last week too. This is my big FU of the week. So I got a big FU that goes back to the last 2 weeks. A neighbor of ours, I'll just say neighbor because he actually literally lives down the road from me, was recently arrested and is awaiting trial on animal abuse charges for beating the crap out of his two pit bull dogs. So,
oh wow,
neighbor.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. I mean, you read about it, you go, oh my God, this guy's a horrible human being. And then you find out that the mofo is your neighbor. I don't know the guy personally. I don't want to know the guy personally. I don't want to know where his house is. I don't want to know where my house is. But when you're in a small town like this, it kind of hits you, it hits you pretty hard. So, you know, if you're out there doing that kind of crap, we're going to find you and you're going to pay the price and you're going to lose your dogs, asshole. So that's. Yes.
No.
Yes. So let's get into it. We've seen some breed bans fall, and we can cheer that out, and it's great.
Yeah. The first thing I want to bring up. It's something that has to do with the recent mess we're in because of the COVID-19.
Yeah.
No matter how many times we post it, no matter what we say, morons out there are still thinking that they can catch this from their dogs, or the dogs can actually catch COVID-19 and infect them. Let me read them from the WHO, the World Health Organization. It says, there's no evidence that companion animals such as dogs or cats can be infected with the new coronavirus. So this is from the World Health Organization. So they've got to stop spreading the bullshit out there, because people are throwing their dogs on the street, even their cats.
Yeah.
They're giving them up. It's ridiculous. And this is an incredible time to go to your shelter or your local rescue and go ahead and get a pet. Whether it be cat or dog, this is the perfect time, because you're indoors and you have all this time to train your dog the way you want it, to bond with the animal, which is very important. So this is perfect time. If you don't want to adopt, you can always foster. It helps so much.
Yeah.
There's a lot of foster failures out there, so this is what we're counting on.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely go out, adopt or foster an animal. They deserve it. And I actually be a little more mental health for you. That way you won't go stir crazy.
It's a win-win situation.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
So,
and
we go back
to BSL. We still have breed specific legislation here in Miami, Dade County. Just in a nutshell, this is the only county in Florida that has it. The state has a state statute prohibiting what goes on in Miami-Dade County. So that's where we're still at. However, whether the ban is still here or not, the coalition has done incredible strides where they no longer come up to your house, knock on your door, take your dog and kill it for you and give you a hefty fine. We work with Miami-Dade Animal Services very, very closely. As a matter of fact, you're going to love this part. We actually have what we call Big Mutts adoption events at Miami-Dade Animal Services, and we adopt these awesome big mutts out the front door legally. And we do this 4 times a year. We had one scheduled, but because of the COVID-19, we had to reschedule it. But we are going to be doing them again as soon as we're up and about again. We are doing one viral or video, whatever the technical term is. And I will be there. I don't like leaving my house, but some things are worth risking. So this is one of them, and it'll go live from Miami-Dade Animal Services. I'll be there with all these dogs that need homes or fosters. So that's what's coming up, at least with the BSL.
So this is a live streaming event. So it's a live streaming adoption event.
Yep.
So
you're
on there.
On Facebook.
Please get us the links to that. That's
okay.
A great
Definitely.
Idea. That is a fantastic idea.
Yeah. You can't go to them, they come to you. Hey, it helps.
There you go. Now, if someone were to see a dog there that they wanted to meet, the dog that kind of catches their eye through this thing, how would any adoption proceeding, like a time frame, can they make arrangements to adopt said dog within
a few
days, a week?
Call in, make arrangements, go in, and adoption. The shelter is open for adoptions. But you have got to wear a mask and gloves. You have to be protected when you go in for obvious reasons. But most definitely. Actually, was it yesterday? Cause you know how your days kind of run together these days. Was it yesterday or Friday. My God. Friday, they had a food drive-through for cats and dogs. The coalition was there helping out. There was a line of cars at least 40 blocks long. And we were all there from 11 to 2 handing out food. And I'll tell you, people were incredibly grateful. They were very thankful. And we're going to be doing this again.
I sure would be, yeah.
Yeah,
well, keep
definitely.
It up. And, you know, feel free. You know, I do admit I was talking with Dog Mother about this just the other day, you know, Joe, and how after I left a major metropolis, say, like, you know, from where I was in Sonoma County in California, I was very busy, right, and very active. In Mesa, we were a little more active. And then I move out here to this little podunk little town, and all of a sudden, you know, our shows kind of slipped a little bit, but there were, you know, multiple underlying reasons, but we're back now. And we want to get more involved with you guys. So use, you know,
definitely
our page, the Pitbull Advocate, is a platform. I want to get more of the stuff you're out there doing, because I think it's important for everyone, not just in Miami-Dade, but throughout the U.S. and even in other. I mean, we've had people call in from different areas of the world, so it's all important for everybody here. So we're going to be getting a whole lot more of your stuff out there, especially this adoption event. That's fantastic.
Yeah, no, that should be really, really cool. But you know what? Let me bring in our general counsel, one of our general counsels, Lauren Turner. We call her Nikki. Nikki, if you're out there, go ahead and call in. We'll keep talking. And also Mr. James Cooper. He's the vice president for the American Bully Kennel Club, or ABKC. James, if you're listening to this, mm-hmm, call in when you want. We'll keep talking.
Yeah,
for a while.
We did a live feed from the Chance movie premiere. We went down, and that seemed to go over pretty well. So I think it's a great platform to use for something like that.
Yep. Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
And, Joe,
and also, yeah, another thing we did, you know, I just want to get this out there. The Coalition is an animal advocacy nonprofit organization in the state of Florida. We are not a rescue, but with a big but, capital letters, sometimes we have no alternative. About 3 months ago, I got a call on a Sunday that there was this dog, female dog, skinny as a rail, in bad condition. They couldn't catch her. So I went out there, and after, I think, about an hour and a half or so, I was able to get her. And the Coalition has been taking care of her, medically, vetting her, boarding her, training her with our fantastic animal behaviors, Franco Securi. And right now, her name is Gwen, and she's ready for adoption. She's a female, about, I think, a year old, and she's gorgeous. If you go either on IG or our Facebook page, MCABSL Facebook page, it's right there. The first thing you're going to see was a fundraiser we had for her. You can get all the information there. If you're interested, please let us know. She needs a home. She deserves it. This dog was so screwed up by some MF. It was unbelievable. When I finally got a hold of her, the first thing I noticed, her ears had been cut, and it still had the string, the regular sewing string, attached to the ears dangling. That's how bad this dog was.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So she's available for adoption. Anybody, obviously, they have to give her a good home, and we will make sure before she goes anywhere. But if you're interested, go on her Facebook page or on IG, and she'll be on there, and her name is Gwen. She's a gorgeous, gorgeous female pity, or bully,
right,
or whatever she is. Let's not terminate the
yeah,
bully here. Yeah.
let's get that out there, Joe, and we'll get that on our Facebook. It looks like we both have Nikki and James. They can hear
all
it.
Right.
Bring them on.
Party time.
I just want to I just want to throw this out there again. Hey, if you're calling and listening, give us a call, 425-292-4444. 425-292. That's a lot of 4444s. I'm going to throw one quick question out there, and hopefully, you know, we can you know, use this and bring along the conversation here. With the recent events in Denver, the council voted, I believe, 7-4 to repeal, and the mayor said no.
Yep.
Of course, there are a lot of strings attached to that, and we can get into that too. But I just want to, you know,
right,
how these events in Denver, excuse me, affect you in Miami, and some of the things that you've learned from Denver that you can apply to what you're doing in Miami.
What I want to say is BSL has everything to do with politics. That's why it's there.
Yep.
Okay,
let
bring
me
my crew
see.
On.
All right. We've got, well, we lost one, so call back. 294, is this Nikki or is this James? Hello, Nikki?
Hello.
You know, it helps if I turn the fucking microphone on.
Whoop. Yep.
Is this, hello, Nikki? Hello, Nikki.
I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio.
All right. Is this Nikki?
Yes, it is. Good afternoon.
Hey, Nikki, thanks for being here. James, if you're listening,
yeah,
give us a call back. We'll get you on the air. Welcome to the Pitbull Advocate. Nikki, have you been listening to what's going on here?
I'm up to date, and I cannot say enough about Gwen. She's a beautiful dog who's been through too much.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was looking at a picture from the Miami-Dade Coalition Facebook feed while you guys were talking about her, and it just breaks my heart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Nikki, I don't know if you got the question, you know, with the things that are going on in Denver, with the council voting to overturn and the mayor saying no, he wasn't going to sign it. How does that, I mean, just as far as your angle and some of the direction that you're going to go, have you taken anything from that that has given you any ideas as far as to what is your next plan of action in Miami?
I've been tossing around an idea in my head, and I don't know how this will go over, but, you know, the employees of Miami-Dade entering a private citizen's home in that county and removing their personal property, whether it's conforming or deconforming, and then assessing fines, really strikes me as being very close to a violation of the Third Amendment, which, you know, addresses quartering of soldiers, you know, except instead of soldiers entering the home and utilizing a person's property, there are personnel on the payroll of Miami-Dade that are entering the home and removing the property. I would think if Miami is so very against repealing the BSL ban, then, and go with me here, perhaps there's a way we can adjust the way that the BSL legislation is utilized in order to aid us in helping dogs like Gwen. Specifically, my thought would be, let's have meetings with these legislators and see if we can tweak the BSL legislation, not repeal, but change it, in order to utilize those same people who are entering people's homes and removing, you know, good, well-behaved, innocent dogs, and let's utilize that manpower into looking to reduce dog fighting or backyard breeding or assisting the police in finding those that would, you know, that they're aiding to this idea that these are bad dogs and let's not punish the good dogs. You know, do you feel kind of my stance there?
Yeah, it's excuse me here. I'm trying to do a couple different things here. Has anybody, been willing to actually sit down with you guys and have a serious conversation with you on this?
I think,
you know,
that Dolly is actually the better one to answer that question, because she,
yes,
has been in contact with several commissioners. And she does want to kind of express some sentiment about this upcoming election and who we should be looking to vote for.
Definitely. You know, the one thing, like I just mentioned before Nikki came on here, BSL is totally political. That's all it is. Look, we've placed it on the ballot. We've gone to Tallahassee. We've done a lot of things. The only thing we haven't done, and it was almost done, was place it for the commissioners to vote on or to repeal it. Look, they put it there. Let them take it out. They didn't ask for, and they didn't ask anyone in the county. They had no expert consulted. They had no veterinarians' opinions. They just went ahead in a, you know, knee-jerk reaction and placed this ordinance in there. The results have been murdering innocent animals, is what I call it. But there are a lot of commissioners, because of MCABSL, through our education and awareness, that realize that it's not the dogs. You know, any dog can bite. You know, every dog is an individual, and they have to be viewed that way and addressed that way. So yes, we have something up our sleeve, if you want to call it that, involving politics, because I think there are like 7 seats in the Miami County Commission coming up for grabs in August, and then we obviously have the November elections with the new mayor that's going up for grabs too. So there's a lot of politicking going on in Miami-Dade County, which is not unusual. It happens all the time, but even more so now. So what are we doing? We're reaching out to the ones that are running, and we're reaching out to the ones that are still there and trying to finagle this thing to make them just repeal the ordinance. They have what you call a dangerous dog ordinance on board, which can handle any so-called dangerous dog without being breed-specific. They do not need this, excuse my French, shit on the books. It makes no sense. It's financially draining. It doesn't make any sense. So that's, as far as politics, that's where we're at. Now, the legal thing, let Nikki handle it.
Yeah. I mean, you brought up something there, you know, with the money cost, the financial end of it. I mean,
yes.
I'm looking here at Denver, just an example. Enforcement costs run in the area of $6 million. $6 million just on enforcement. Then lost revenue from medical boarding, grooming, training, $2.5 million.
And euthanizing.
Have you approached Miami with this and go, look, this is a colossal waste of money? And like you say, you could be putting efforts into other areas.
We have addressed Miami any which way, up and down. We have tried everything in the books. We've been at it for like 17 years, maybe, something to that extent.
There was a prior suit brought by a different law firm, and they just
fight
it with everything they have.
You've been coming on and off this radio show ever since I've been here, and I've been on here since 10 years, so I know it's been quite a while.
Yeah.
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 So
it's so important that people, you know, keep donating to MCABSL so we continue to get the funding to keep trying new ways. I think I have a way to get around this, utilizing, you know, a class through a taxpayer. And, you know, I can't say too much about it, but, you know, I run an animal law firm called L. Turner Law, and we really we think we might have an in with these guys. And so, you know, it's just so important to let everybody know to keep believing in us and let us keep trying, because at some point there, we're going to outsmart them.
This is going down one way or the other. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
And one thing I want to say, you know, the donations, you know, rescues get a lot more donations than the coalition does. Based on one thing, when rescues, obviously they rescue live animals, you see a dog there and you see the benefit of your donations instantly, because the medical or the vetting or the adoption, and it's self-gratification. Yeah. But with MCABSL, it's delayed gratification, and you do not see the result up front, because, unfortunately, a lot of the stuff that we do, we cannot put it out there as of yet. But, like, look at all the – do you know how many dogs on my own I've been able to find homes for that people had to give up or something? There were 4 in 2 weeks, just me. But we are not a rescue. But we do get involved, and we help people out. We get calls all the time, and Nikki knows it. Hey, my condo association doesn't want this dog because they think it's a pit bull, and we get service dog issues. We handle that. Nikki does that too.
Yeah, so, animal laws, that's a concentration of litigation. You know, we have a huge focus on issues concerning, you know, non-human animals, ranging from, you know, condominium and HOA appeals, you know, for the eviction or the banning of specific breeds, all the way to, you know, a lot of puppy lemon law cases, which defend consumers who purchase these, you know, sick purebred puppies from retail establishments that are buying from puppy mills. So we really see a lot of that, especially the condo bit in Miami. I mean, some of these HOAs just have no room unless litigation gets involved. A lawyer writes them a scary letter.
Yep, definitely. You know, we do a lot more. Yes, always breed-specific based, but a lot more than just trying to remove the actual ban. Because from the when we started to the present, there's been a 90-degree turn on it. They're no longer going after and trying to find dogs that are illegal here. You know, unless you get an idiot neighbor or there's an incident or there's a dog fight or a person gets bitten or something, they really are not going to go after because they've learned that you cannot visually identify a breed of dog. It is
right.
It's ridiculous. It scientifically, yeah, it doesn't jive. So they've learned this. So their conformity list, you know, is really out the window.
Honestly, yeah, the idea of assessing an animal's behavior or personality based on the aesthetics of that dog's bone structure is truly as absurd to me as assessing a human being's intelligence based on race. There's no correlation to that causation.
Yeah.
No,
hey guys, we're down to just over 3 minutes. We could probably go into a little overtime. So if you're listening live now and you feel that you get a little cut short, come back and you'll listen to this archived edition here. Should we go into overtime? I just want to throw a question out to both you, Dahlia, and Nikki, and even Joe, real quick. With what was going on in Denver as an example, there were quite a few things that went along with it as far as maximum two dogs per household. You know, notifying within 8 hours if a dog escapes or bites, microchipped, special license, and this and that. And this all goes with the repeal. So, okay, you can have your dog, but basically you're signing away your Fourth Amendment rights.
Okay, let me go in there right now because something that really got to me. First of all, when you start making exceptions for one dog and not the others, that is breed-specific legislation. You're still saying that that dog is more dangerous than the rest of the breeds, and we would never, ever accept that in Miami-Dade County.
Thank you.
And the other thing behind that is, you know, a lot of the things that they were asking for, well, not a lot, but I'd say about half of the things they were asking for, as a responsible owner, you would be doing anyways. You'd have your dog microchipped, so if it got loose, you could find it. You know, you'd have your dog license.
But it's okay. But is this protocol also enforced with other breeds or just pit bulls or Staffordshire Terriers? No, right? Yeah. They're just emphasizing it now for these type of breeds. So this is still breed-specific legislations.
Right.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah.
Yep. So there's no basically it's an all or nothing. You're not just like, nope, not good enough.
No, it's not good enough. First of all, it's not good enough. You have to be very careful because you're treading dangerous waters here when you do that.
Yeah.
You know, legally, as Nikki knows, you're opening a can of worms.
Yeah.
You're signing away part of your rights to gain another, and it's non-beneficial.
Yeah.
And like you said, you're just opening yourself up for it to fail in other ways in your community.
Yeah. It's not, you're in the same situation. You're still, being discriminated against. Your dog is still being discriminated against.
Yep.
Down to last 15 seconds, guys. It looks like Dahlia, you want to do a little bit of overtime with us here, and we'll just kind of wind this down and get you know, get a few more of these questions answered out there.
Thanks to everyone that supports the coalition. Thanks, Nikki, for coming on the air with us and donating her all her legal time for the coalition. Basically, please go on our IGs, on our Facebook, on our website. Donate if you can. Even if it's a dollar, we'll take it. We'll push it along as much as we can. We're here to fight breed-specific legislation, not only in Miami-Dade County, but everywhere else. So please help us help these dogs and end this stupidity.
Absolutely, yes.
And on another,
Joe, go ahead.
And on another note, please keep in mind that your rescues and your shelters are struggling like everybody else for food.
Yep.
If you can donate money to do so, please do so. I mean, we're out here busting our butts to take care of these dogs, and all we're asking for is to keep them fed.
Yep, that's very important.
Keep them fed and keep them safe.
Yep. Both.
Dahlia, thanks for being here, Dahlia. You know, this 30 minutes is never enough, and we're definitely going to get you back here again to talk about some other things. And, Nikki, thank you. James, sorry I missed you, man.
I saw you
called in. But we'll get him on next time. So I don't know what we're doing next week, but we're going to, you know, try and keep this thing flowing here at the Pitbull Advocate.
Okay.
It's really good to be back in the game, so to speak, I guess.
Yeah, I like I love this time slot. Keep this one.
All right, Joe, what do you think? Sunday mornings, let's do this. I like this a lot.
So far, it's working here.
All right. Good way to start the day. Everybody out there, thanks for being a part of the show, and thank you for your support, and thank you for supporting your rescues and groups like Miami Coalition Against Breed-Specific Legislation. And Dahlia, it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon.
Of course.
I know we say this a lot, but you know the definition of soon is relevant. It's going to happen. Never give in. Never give up. That's what we're saying here. And keep it up. And you know, again, we'll get everything we can with your adoptions and your live streaming video at adoption event here on Facebook. It's fantastic. You know, we've done shows where we talk about, you know, the power of social media, how it works for us and how it works against us. And I think, and the overall picture of it, I think it's definitely beneficial. Between all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and this, and I think they're great tools. Let's use them to our advantage, and let's end this BSL. This year, let's just keep it up. Keep up the fight, everybody.
All right, you too. Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Thank you, Dolly, and thank
never
you, advocates.
In.
We'll see
never
you next week.
In. Never, 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 never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Good night, Joe. Or good afternoon, Joe.
Good night.
Good day, everybody. Bye-bye.